Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm back here with Loki.
Hi.
I hope everyone had a nice holiday. Whatever it is you celebrate, I hope it was enjoyable. We had a good one. Filled up on chocolate and all kinds of good stuff. And it's a little bit rainy here where I am today, so if I suddenly blip out, that's why. I didn't pass out or die or anything. But anyways, so today I want to talk about... Oh, I just got a message. Sorry about that if that interrupted. I'm popular today, I guess. But anyway, today's show is what everyone should know before visiting a psychic medium. And I guess it's pretty obvious from the title. I'm talking about people that their first time, they don't have any experience with mediums in the past, but I think it's important to look for a medium who's certified. Certification will show you that that medium has been tested by an outside source. And I don't think it's in every case, but usually certification will include classes, which help because the medium should be knowledgeable about how spirit communication works. And I mean, they are before they're certified, but it's a little bit... It just teaches them more in detail about what certain types of communications are called, you know, what to label them, how to explain them to people who have questions, that sort of thing. But, like with me, I know I had to give 3 readings to people, obviously, who I didn't know anything about, and I had to reach a certain level of accuracy. I think it was around 85% was what... they wanted. And it's kind of interesting because it shows you how some readings are more accurate than others. Mine were all pretty much around the same accuracy rate. And in order to test your accuracy, you have to get certain questions right, like how the person passed. I obviously aren't just general things anyone could say, things I couldn't possibly have known about these people that proof that I'm speaking to a departed spirit. But I wanted to add to that too. I'm sure there's plenty of legitimate mediums out there that are just as good as anybody else and maybe even better than someone who's not certified. But I just think it's a good idea if you've never been to one before and you don't know someone who's been to a medium that can tell you firsthand that, you know, how good they are or aren't, it's good just to look for that. So you at least, or it's good for mediums who just started in the field too, who don't have a lot of customers that can say how good their readings are. At least you know that they're legitimate.
And think about this. It also, if they have the certification, it also lends to, you know, they're not to quote you again. It adds to their legitimacy because, you know, there are, shall we say, a couple of bad apples in the bunch.
Oh, there are. There's always people just want to take advantage of someone, you know, and really aren't being honest about who they are. Just might have a lot of money to flash around and no real proof that they've even ever... That's the thing that, I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but there's a certain people that come to mind that, I mean, that I see online, and there's no even actual proof that they say that they're mediums and that they give readings, but I don't see any proof of it. But I just think it's want to be really, really careful about who we go to. Word of mouth is very important, too. Like I said, the reason I bring up certification is that's important for new mediums who maybe haven't had a lot of customers yet, and not just but ones that aren't certified that maybe have good customer base and good reviews. You know, word of mouth like that is also an excellent way to find someone who's good and take your time. And a lot of people, I think, jump because they want, you know, I think you need to wait a certain period of time, you know, if you are newly grieving and you really want to get a reading because someone just passed recently, I think that's not a good idea. I think you should wait and go through the grieving process, make sure this is something you really want to do, because, you know, you might not necessarily connect with the person you want to connect with, too. So you should never just go to a medium because you want proof. Well, that's going to come up. I mean, obviously you go for proof that person's dead, but I mean, this is what nerves do to a person. But anyways, just a good idea to wait, go through the entire grieving process. Make sure that this is, you know, something that you're ready for. I guess especially if it's your first time. And especially if you have no experience with them, you've never had a psychic experience yourself personally. I mean, definitely take your time and make sure you find someone who's right for you. You can always, you know, call the medium and talk to them. If that helps, you know, meet them in person first. I mean, and just to get comfortable with them, if that makes you feel better, too.
And if I may, I think you bring up an excellent point. I can bring a reading from your own past into into mentioning the grieving process, because let's see, the 7th anniversary of my own mother's passing is coming up very, very soon, and you know, for a long time I didn't want to talk about it. I wanted to talk to you about it so bad, but I had to come to terms with it. For myself, and then once that happened, you start getting little messages. We started seeing little strange things and stuff like that. Was proof beyond a shadow of a doubt that, you know, she was attempting to communicate something. And it definitely before you go to a medium, you should come to terms with the entire grieving process, and yes, this person has passed on, and the most interesting part is, you're absolutely right, it's like sometimes the person you want is not going to come through.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly why that is. I only know that you get the message that is intended for you at that time in your life when you do visit the medium. Most people are happy with who comes through, but there are times that if it doesn't happen, I don't know why that is. Usually it does, but, and also I think if it's your first time and you're not familiar with the subject, go to a library, bookstore, get as many books as you can, watch, you know, there's plenty of TV shows about it. Well, the ones with the mediums, not the ghost stories, so I'm not going to get into that again. But that sort of thing. You know, go online, join a group. I mean, I have a group. I give readings there. I mean, if you might be even too embarrassed to admit that you want to go to one. I mean, there's groups you don't even really have to use your name. So, you know, do whatever you need to do to feel comfortable. And a legitimate medium should be able to explain things and make sense. And it's not a scary experience. I mean, it's not like these things you see on in Hollywood movies or anything. I mean, nothing. You know, you're not going to, it's not like the ghost whisperer. You're not going to see the person standing, well, you might, but it's not exactly like portrayed on TV. Not that that's a bad show. I love that show. It's still coming out all wrong because I'm nervous.
I think people know. People too much.
I just mean it's not exactly, I mean, those are stories. So, this is real. But anyways.
Now, would you mind if I took the floor for a second?
No, not at all.
There's something I would like to differentiate here. There's the there is going to a reading that I'm gonna quickly divide this into three separate things. There is going to going to a medium to talk to a spirit. There is fortune telling, and there's divination. Now, mediumship is its own thing, and has nothing to do with the other two topics. If you want to go for a quote unquote reading from a fortune teller, or say it's not the same thing. It's a mechanical process that you know these results are generated at random, and they basically read a preset outcome for whatever method they're using. And that's when you go to the people with the garish clothing and the capes and the top hats and the swami turbans and stuff like that to cross my palm with silver. If you want, I mean, for fun, that's perfect. But it's not a serious thing. It's a novelty. And divination is kind of the same thing that, you know, the quote-unquote magical people use. It's the same thing. It's a mechanical process with randomly generated outcomes for, and you basically read the roll of the dice, the turn of the card. You know, it's like, we'll just say that right off the bat. And, going to a medium is something entirely different and really, really cool.
Yeah, don't get discouraged if, you know, you do pick someone and you're not happy with it. It doesn't mean that, you know, everyone's a fraud. That's the part that bothers me, is people that want to go for the first time, they pick the wrong person. But there's only so much you can do about that. Just do your research and just be really careful, because there are people out there who aren't legitimate. Just keep that in mind when you're choosing. I think what else I was going to add. I had something else I was going to mention. Oh, I want to say thank you to everyone who's downloading my book. I hope you're enjoying it. Don't be afraid to leave a review. Most people have been buying it from, or downloading it from the iBookstore, the Apple Store. I don't think anybody's bought it from Amazon yet. So if you want to download it from there and leave a review, that's awesome. I have a Facebook page for it, too. So if you want to go there and say something, that would be most awesome.
Definitely.
Well, we have 2 minutes. And the rain didn't blip my phone out. And the dog's not barking, which is always good.
He's asleep, actually.
I know. We must be alone today.
Yeah,
and it's not cold in here, so.
Excellent point.
That's different.
It's very warm in here, and the dog's not barking. And now I'm kind of nervous.
Well, when I have more to discuss, which will hopefully be soon, I will be making this a longer, a 15-minute show, probably in the summertime. I just need more people to interact with, make it interesting. So I'm going to keep it short for today.
Sounds good.
I hope I explained myself. I get all discombobulated sometimes, but
that's okay, because it's like everything, it kind of shows you it shows your humility, so there.
Well, that's true. I've never been accused of being a narcissist, so that's something else. Actually, that could be the rain.
It could be. But please, please, just keep that in mind, that the difference between a novelty reading and an actual... Well, that was rude. I was just interrupted by the Australian robot voice. And, remember the difference between a novelty reading for fun and if you're actually serious and going to a certified medium.
Yep. Like I said before, do your research, and that's that. So I'll probably be back next week. Maybe I'll discuss ebooks more. I don't know.
I think you should.
I might. I feel like I've covered a lot of subjects with a few shows that I have already done. But Answers Today's was important to me because, like I said, I want to make sure the person who's never gone, you know, gets a decent reading and goes to the right person. It's really important. It's one of my things, I guess. God, it just hurt me. Something that probably no one's considering. Usually, a lot of these programs is at least one EVP, so I'll listen to it back. And I have a few more seconds left, so I'll say goodbye, and I will be back later.